That's a prelude to today's message. And a word of thanks is due to all who are involved in a comfort dog ministry. And Jen, to you and your family, to the people at Emmanuel, Danbury, and the other churches, you probably have a sense of the ministry that you shared with Sandy Hook, but it goes far deeper than any of us can ever imagine. That's God working through all of God's creation. So, how does that work into today's lessons? I think it works in quite well, because all of the lessons really seem to ask us this question: how grateful are you? How thankful are you for the life that you have, the life that God has breathed into you, and the place where God has placed you to be a minister of Jesus Christ? Do you have an attitude of gratitude? If you don't remember anything else today, just remember those few words. Do you have an attitude of gratitude? See, each of the lessons that were read to us by Susan and myself demonstrate that gratitude is the proper response to God's gifts of life and salvation, God's gift of healing to us in our daily journey of life and faith. If you think about the Old Testament lesson with Ruth and Naomi, Ruth promises to cling to her mother-in-law, Naomi, in the worst of times for Naomi, which Ruth turned into the best of times for her. If you can imagine the scene of Naomi going from the comforts of her home to this place of Moab, where her husband dies and then her sons die, and she's left with her two daughters-in-law. Now, for me, that would be great to have just my daughters-in-law. But I don't know how great that was for her. And so she tells her daughters-in-law to go back, stay with her people, that she's going back home, back to Israel. And Ruth says, no, I'm going to go with you. Why did Ruth do that? I think because she was thankful for the love that she had experienced from her mother-in-law. Plus, she had learned, come to know a God who was a God of grace and mercy and care, and she was going to care for her mother-in-law. What a great gift that was. It was a way of saying thank you to God and thank you for the gifts that God had given to her. Second lesson, we have Paul urging Timothy to keep his focus on the risen Christ. Paul, from his prison cell, is saying thank you to God for raising up this young man, Timothy, to continue to carry on the mission and ministry that Paul had started. And when you think about it, how incredible that was, that Paul became an instrument of God's grace and mercy in the lives of people who for many years he was trying to destroy. And so he encourages Timothy and he says to him, go out there and continue what the work that has been begun. And I'm sure Paul was very thankful that he had this young understudy. I mean, Trinity's seen it over the years. How many vicars did we have here? How many assistant pastors that you've helped to train and then you sent them out? I always said, in terms of when I first came as an assistant and associate, it was God's grace that he didn't inflict me alone on a congregation. Was able to help fashion and mold me through all of you, through a Peggy Roos and so many others, in order then to take that next step. And I'm thankful for that. And Paul was thankful for Timothy. And then we get to the gospel for today, the parable of that good Samaritan, a half-breed, because that's what Samaritans were. They were neither Jew nor a follower of Jesus in the Christian sense. They were not an Israelite, but they were a combination of the Assyrians and the Israelites at the time of the crumbling of the kingdom of God. And so they weren't looked upon very favorably. And yet, in the gospel for today, as Jesus is making his way for the third time in Luke's gospel, he says, to Jerusalem to complete the sacrifice for all people, which hopefully we're thankful for in our lives. These 10 Samaritans were along, or 10 lepers were along the road, and they cried out, Jesus, help us. They took a big risk to do that, because they weren't supposed to engage anybody. And what did Jesus say to them? Go, your faith has made you well. Go show yourself to the priest. What a beautiful thing. Jesus doesn't want to say, hey, tell them that I did this. Just go show yourself to the priests. And So they went, except for one of them, who thought about that a little bit, and he came back and did what? He said, thank you. He said, thank you to Jesus. He realized where that power was coming. Now, did Jesus not heal the other nine? No, he did. Because that's the way Jesus works, because his work is for all of us, of all times, of all people. He loves us, even in spite of the fact that we don't necessarily love in return. That doesn't stop him from loving us. But the one-tenth, a tithe of the ten, went back and said, thank you. How good are we with that in our lives? Do we regularly return to the source of our blessings and say thank you? Or are we too busy sometimes to do that? Or do we think that we ourselves are the source of all of our blessings? Our world would like us to believe that, wouldn't it? And yet that flies right into the face of what God has said to us, that I will be your God. I will be with you always. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. That's the hope and the promise that God has given to us. And how do we respond to that in our journey of faith? We've all experienced, I'm sure, healing, and we have experienced the promise of salvation for eternity. That gift comes to us by the hand of God through Christ Jesus. How grateful are we for that gift? Do we return thanks to Him? Do we shout His praises in our daily journey of life as we engage people in the world, wherever they might be? I can hardly imagine what it must have been like, Jen, for you and the people to go to Sandy Hook. But I'm sure people said thank you, right? I'm sure they saw you and all the other people and these dogs as the face of God, touching their lives. And for some who didn't perhaps even know who Christ was or who He is, it was a great moment in their life. It changed their lives in the midst of sorrow and grief. And so the challenge for us is to consider how grateful we are. Are we that one who returns to God on a regular basis? Because that's what He did. He says, come and return to the Lord. Don't we sing that in the liturgy once in a while? Return to the Lord our God, who is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and always abounding in steadfast love. God can do nothing else but that, because God is love, the scriptures teach us. And so we are challenged by God to shout God's praises, to live in God's grace and mercy, to be a thankful people, and to reflect that into the world, that all may know what? The love of Jesus. We are His hands and His feet. He takes us to these places. We are His people, who He's given everything for. And so the challenge for us today as the church is to think about a couple things. I don't know how many of you read intensely the bulletin, you know, and the announcement sheet. Do you ever read that? What do you find out there? A lot of information, too, right? A lot of information. So take a look at it. There was something added into this just a couple weeks ago, all right? Under the calendar for the week ahead, it says the 2016-17 ministry support goal and the ministry worship goal. That's the addition, folks. It's great that we put in there the financial support goal that we have, $9,615 per week, all right? But we didn't have anything in there about our worship goals, how many people we would like to have in worship. In reality, those are not very big goals. I have to tell you that. Now you're looking at me and saying, he's really lost it now. But those aren't big goals. One of the first things I did when I came here, I said, so how many members do we have? How many members do you think we have? Yeah, that's about it, right? It depends on who you ask. Some will say we got about 700 members, and then the official book says 1,400 members. Really? Where are they? It's kind of like Adam Vobistu. Adam, where are you? But when you think about that, if even the 700 number is a reality, which it probably isn't at this point, getting only 300 in worship as our goal, what should the goal be? 700. And if we take the amount of money that of 300 people in worship and the expectations of 9,615 and the number of people that we have, it's less than $14 per person a week. I bet most of you spend more than that at Starbucks. And I'm not a betting man. But in reality, God challenges us with everything that we have to respond to Him in gratitude for what God has done for us in Him, in Christ Jesus. And so for us today, whether it's to hear the challenge to consider how we can be a leader in this community on Long Island in perhaps starting out a comfort dog ministry, whether it's done specifically in this church or in conjunction with, oh, what a great thought that would be, the churches working together with Long Island Lutheran High School, with all the opportunities we have for mission and ministry, or whether it's considering how we play a more important role in the life of this congregation as we look towards ways in which you can use your individual gifts and talents. The answer to all of those things is, are we a thankful people? And so I lay it out for you today. How thankful are you? How much gratitude do you show to a God who has shown all His grace, all His mercy, all His love, all His forgiveness to each of us individually because we are His children? And He looks at every one of us and He says, hey, you are mine and you are special and I love you and I forgive you and I want you to be close to me. You got that for the sermon notes now? All right? And so today, I want you to consider as we complete the worship service, how grateful are you? Are you like one of the nine who didn't come back to say thank you? Or are you the one who says thank you? Are you the Ruth who is faithful to those around her, including Naomi? Are you the Timothys who went out and served God in ways that we can hardly begin to imagine? But finally, are we thankful? Listen to what the choir will sing to us in just a couple minutes after the prayers when they say, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to His name. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to the Most High. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord each and every day for the gift that He has given to you of forgiveness, life, and salvation. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.